Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, Sugars. This is Maddie. Now, you're probably wondering, why am I seeing Smothered on my feed? Well, we have to tell you, we issued an apology. We felt like it was important for people to know. That it finally hit the cringiest of the cringe, and it's making everyone uncomfortable. And we felt like, because some of you jumped into Patreon and Supercast to listen to Smothered and maybe jumped out, we owe it as an apology. So here it is. Enjoy. This is a special edition, a special release just for this week onto the free feed of Smothered.
Showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural. It's a mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how. But when you suddenly lick my face, you run away and I start to chase. Yes, it's strange. I want to sit in your bath. Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath. Whoa, whoa, mama mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mama mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that rose colonic.
And that commercial for Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mama mia, here we go again. Date night for three. No, it doesn't suck.
Okay. August 23rd, 2022. We've made it through a lot with these cringe shows.
Yeah. yeah.
We've seen an all at-home insemination.
Ooh, yeah.
We've seen Pang Pang.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a colonic.
We've seen a colonic.
It's a good poopy.
It's a poopsie. This is the first time I've ever had to pause and walk away. Where I needed to get up, and it was my stomach was already sick. Can you guess where it was?
Does it bring a new term to the word motherfucker?
Yes, it was definitely the massage. It was the mother massage.
It was the mother massage. I wrote.
I had to stop. I had to pause and get up.
Does this, and I'm not trying to be gross, y'all. I'm not trying to be controversial.
No, we're in incest. We're in incest territory.
But it feels like she wants to fuck her mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does. And it would be a little bit more settling if the mother wasn't going, oh, oh, I love you, honey. Oh, oh.
I mean, I thought it was weird when I had to rub my grandma's hazel feet with alcohol because to help her calluses, but at least she was sitting in a chair and I was on the floor.
Alcohol?
She wanted me to rub it with rubbing alcohol. She said it took the pain away.
You should have said, Grandma Hazel, ain't nothing's going to take that pain away.
No. I was 8 years old and I learned what corns were. Didn't know.
Oh, God. And now look where you are.
It's and now so... it makes sense why I led you into these type of cringe shows, because I grew up with it. Y'all, this is no,
this
Smothered.
Is Smothered.
Season 4, episode 3, The Other Mother. I think that's dealing with Laura Lee and Lauren and Lisa.
I guess, but I'm not going to get past this.
Oh, this
this was disgusting.
It was the first time I was a little sad I made you watch this show.
Because we've seen, like, the at-home insemination was cringe, and I was laughing the whole time. So this felt on a different level, because it's also coming from such a dark place. Yeah. Like, that's the word. Like, Paula has such an aching need to be loved by her mother.
Yes.
That her mother says, when we fight, she needs to touch my body. I'm going to leave that there. I need everyone to think about that.
I need to kiss her, and she needs to know she needs to be able to touch my body.
Barf! God! This
Never
is
mind.
Inappropriate!
I'm glad I made you watch this again. Now I'm happy about it, now that I get to see your reaction.
When I saw it, I didn't even make a big deal out of it. Like, I didn't go, eh. I just kind of paused it and went, oh. You know how you're about to throw up, that, like, your saliva gets thick?
Yeah.
And I just had to take a moment and walk around my apartment. Because and there was also something about her really garish blue nails that made it worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Like, but I will say, I'm sorry to everyone that we drug into this show.
I'm not happy.
I'm not sorry that if you already watched the show and because you made your bed, you're going to lie in it.
If you don't watch this, y'all, you don't love us.
We didn't take, no, don't say that. We didn't take you to hell. You were already headed there. But for those who we dragged to incest telenovela hell, I'm sorry. I'm honestly sorry.
Is this worse than seeing the jars of placentas in Bailey's home?
Infinitely worse. Yes, because that could still be laughed at, and that was kind of gross out. This is worse. This is the worst thing I've ever seen on our cringe shows.
This is up there with, like, adult children still breastfeeding from their parents.
Yeah, and also, this is close. The closest thing this is to me is the two sets of twins, and that... It's the same inner sex that I feel.
That comes from deep trauma and deep pain.
Yes!
Yes.
And the only thing that can keep me from, I don't know, doing a Bilal and Shida, kicking myself in the shin so I don't feel more pain, is the fact that I think this is fake as hell. I think this storyline is fake as hell.
So I think most of it is fake as hell, but yeah. I think the relationship and who they are and what they do with one another,
I agree.
Think that's real.
Can you please not explain this to me? I'm trying to make it okay for myself.
No, I'm telling you, it's real, Poodle. The going on the date, fake. But I need to hug and kiss and touch my mother is real.
Now, I need to point out one thing also. Did you know how this is shot? There's, like, weird camera angles and there's, like, lighting issues. It feels like a telenovela.
It does. They did.
Like,
it's shot.
Goes, Paula, how dare you? I expected any moment to go, ay!
It was shot and lit very differently than any other segment on.
I know.
At one point, the sunlight was, like, on framing her face as a scarlet from as a scarlet from the 40s.
Yes, they're
starlet. Starlet, not scarlet.
It's almost like they're leaning into it.
There's been like very hot backlighting the way there would be yes. on a soap opera.
We just kind of jumped into this. Do we have any announcements? I can keep going. I just needed to talk about how absolutely appalled and aghast I was during this first segment.
No, I appreciate it. Sorry, I got to move.
Yeah, live shows for the Doublet Tour. Go to our Instagram and our Linktree for tickets. Tampa is and sold out for VIPs. This
and
whole
our TikTok.
Show's about to be called up. And our TikTok.
Yes. Yeah, so Tampa's almost sold out. Not
get your ticks now. Back
we're
to
remote
this.
But goat. Sorry, we're
are.
Remote but goat. So for
you're in Dallas.
I'm in Dallas. The podcast move. Poodles. Still not in South Carolina yet.
I said on Below Deck that I'm going to push it week by week till I get to Christmas.
He told me 2 weeks ago he was going to be in South Carolina.
That's why I got out of going to podcast.
Yeah.
Y'all, have you ever been around people who are so jazzed and want to talk to you about what they're doing all the time?
Oh, I love it. It's
exhausting.
So fun. It's so, there is this woman that sat beside me on the plane that's coming to podcast movie, and she was wearing a sweatshirt that had the word kindness on it. You would have loved her.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have put my headphones on the whole time, so she would have never talked to me. In fact, I would have warned them. No, thank you. If you need to put it on your shirt, you have an issue with it.
Found out though, she did a show. She's producing a show about true crime because she has experience because her brother murdered her mother. So,
told you
that's real.
That's why the bitch is wearing the shirt.
She needs kindness.
Her brother, Mary. I have a lot of follow-up, and I cannot go down this road. I have so many things to say about this fucked up relationship.
In Calabasas. She was very nice. Very,
that's actually
really great.
The saddest part of the story.
I really love what she wants. I'm not going to say it because it's her idea, but I really love the kind of true crime stuff she wants to do. So I enjoyed talking to her. I had a good time.
Thank you for sharing. Okay.
So, but that's still not as upsetting to Poodle as motherfucking.
But I need to talk about both of these women are terrible actresses.
Oh.
That's why it feels like telenovela to me.
They are, but Paul is on a different level.
She is. Francia is from the, she studied acting a little bit. And this may be awful for me to say. Every time I look at her, I just see the John Leguizamo Tu Wong Fu character. Like the skin is similar, the hair is similar.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Think about it.
That's terrible.
She's a pretty woman.
She's gorgeous.
But I keep seeing John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo was a pretty woman.
I know, but it's all I can see when I look at her. Google John Leguizamo and Tu Wong Fu.
Y'all, if you watch that movie, y'all should watch that movie because it's part of queer history. Just know it doesn't age well, but you should still watch it to see where we were.
Yeah. You know what ages, what has aged remarkably well is Priscilla.
Still. That I've never seen still.
How have you never seen that movie?
I own. You never showed it to me.
Oh, it's so good.
Never showed it to me.
I'm not responsible for showing you movies.
You just said that like your mother. You went, so yes,
I'm not responsible. Manny, I'm not responsible for showing you gay cinema classic.
You really can't tongue pop sometimes.
Sometimes I can.
That's a terrible tongue pop.
I know. Sometimes I can do it though. There, that's getting better.
But you've had so much stuff in your mouth, you should know. Maybe your tongue is just numb. Maybe it can't move well in certain aspects because it's just been fucked too much.
Paralyzed.
Just paralyzed. It's just, when you're 80, you're just going to be like, hey, babe, I'm Pula. Okay, so they come in and, you know what? We weren't planning on doing this.
I hate unannounced theaters.
Y'all. I think we're going to, it's just better to do a smothered.
I don't know how this is going to go.
This is our first smothered telenovela theater.
Okay, I'm liking this. Who do you want me to play?
I feel like you should be Paula.
Okay, I'll be Paula. But
I can be Paula. I feel like, didn't we do a theater with him once already?
Yes, we did.
I feel like you were Paula in the theater.
I was Paula.
Yeah, so that's why I picked her. Okay.
I was Paula.
I will be Francia, and picture it, a beautiful home with beautiful backlighting. And I feel like we should have telenovela music, but I'm not going to play it right now because we're not together. Really good. Interior walks in door. Daughter, I am very upset. Very upset.
What, mother? What could you have been upset by a guy who is not good enough for you?
Paula, Paula, my daughter, my only daughter. For now. There isn't. You see me every day. Why can't you be happy for me?
I can't get enough of you. Your hair, your skin, your lips, your labia. I mean.
What? What? How do you know about that?
Sorry. I meant. I said I want to go to Arabia with you when this is over.
That wouldn't be weird. Good. I'm just making sure.
And we can wear long caftans so they're easy to take off so we can have nude time.
Sure, I do love our nude time. But right now, I'm so angry. Look at me. I'm shaking because I'm embarrassed.
I hate it when you're angry at me, mother. I hate it.
Oh.
I don't think you should see that man again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You want me to choose? Well, I'm not going to choose.
I'm afraid.
What is this about, daughter? What is this about?
You can't have a love life and have another daughter.
Oh, sad music.
That's why I'm upset. I think you'll forget about me when Alejandra comes.
Daughter, oh daughter, I'll love you both the same, just the same, always. Oh. Believe
no
me.
No one is more important to you than me.
Want to give me a massage?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. I can't wait to touch your skin.
And scene. I think we just hit on something.
I found her voice kind of gets Baby Jane-ish to me.
Yes,
it's very Betty Davis. I will say I was terrified when she said, I am the most important person in your life.
And she stormed out of the room. So this is the word, fakely. It's not a real word.
Very fakely.
Very fakely.
Full with fakeliness.
And I like it is. Oh, I meant to say this. What Franzia said, everything she says is so dramatic. She says, I do deserve a man, though. I am young and I deserve to be in love.
She did say that. I deserve to be in love.
Yes, I didn't say wait.
She says, and then all of a sudden, it's like the sitcom when they're explaining the new baby to the 6-year old.
Yes. Yes,
and they go, hey, sport. And the music comes on.
Except there's two fucking huge pours of wine.
She's like, son, hey, Billy.
Hey,
I know you're sick now. But when this new baby comes, nothing's going to change between us. We still love you just the same. We're still going to go to your little league games. The difference is this is a 25-year-old woman.
Yeah.
It's not an actual baby. It is a girl whose mother died, and it is your cousin that you're still jealous of, and you're fucked up.
You're fucked up.
You're fucked. I love this show. this episode. The other moms in this. The mother daughters. This was all a little bit Laura Lee and Lauren. I have some stuff to say, but this was where I went. Okay, yeah, they spent their wad here. after After this segment, I was like, okay, I'm not ready for anything else. We might as well talk about the massage itself. Take your Ipecac if you need to right now. or something, or maybe some milk of magnesia. So I thought when she said, but we can still do massages, I thought that was, let's go to Burke Williams and have a ladies' day.
That's what I thought, too.
Or girls' day! Like they said, I've been walking around my apartment, by the way, saying, girls' day! That's what I thought. Turns out, no. Franzia lays on the bed, her back exposed. She gets some type of, Paula gets some type of sensual massage oil, which is probably called for her pleasure.
And also, we should say, Paula is wearing very little clothing. She's just wearing her sports bra and like boy shorts, like workout shorts.
What the fuck? And also, the dog is just watching them like, holy fuck. Someone on Reddit said, that motherfucking dog is wearing more clothes than she is. Because the dog
that's
is
a damn
dressed
truth.
In a little. You
know? Yes, yes. The dog is wearing more clothes than she is.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Y'all, you know, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you're with someone. Let's say you're getting a little intimate, and they say, you want me to give you a massage? I give the best massages. You know what that's code for? I'm terrible at them.
Oh.
And it also means I'm creepy. Now, if they do start rubbing, a lot of people think you have to start getting massages to initiate sex, like a lot of guys.
I don't like massages and sex. It's not my thing. I don't do
but
that.
But a lot of guys, a lot of people I've been with. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, let me rub you. And they're like, then they say, oh, you're actually really good at this. And I'm like, yeah, because I actually know where people's backs hurt and you think you're good at it and you're just bad. I don't say that, but that's what I think.
I'm grossed out by I don't know what's more gross, a mom and a daughter giving massages or the thought of you rubbing someone's back. I'm grossed out by both. Maybe we can't cover this show.
Sensually giving a massage. But then I finish it up quick and just start jerking their dick. So
okay, now that's the poodle I'm used to. You like rub them once. Roll over.
Yeah. Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, poodle's going to he's that masseuse that says, do you want me to work on your abs?
Yeah, I'm done with the first course. I'm done. Foreplay's over.
Foreplay's over. It's more like two seconds.
I just scream, foreplay's over. And then the shot clock starts clucking in my bedroom. Doop, doop. Gotta leave.
I will say it is a first. I'm looking at my notes and I really did write, holy mother of fucking grossness, does she want to bang her mother?
This is the first we've come to it, I believe.
Yeah.
And this is definitely also the first time I questioned our mission of doing this show at all. And I felt bad that I want to apologize again to everyone who we brought to this show. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do this to you. And I really do apologize. From the bottom of my heart, I never meant to subject you to daughter-mother massages. I never did.
Can we go to the palate cleanser that is...
Someone moved to Florida! It's a girl's day!
Girl's day! Y'all, it's Dawn and Cher.
We should try to get them at the Tampa show. Maybe they'll come.
Maybe. I know. I saw that they're in Tampa. And so... they have a podcast, actually. We're actually in the midst of maybe... We're too busy.
Would they get the jokes? Would they...
I think they get it. Okay. I totally think they get it.
Because I would totally do an impression of them to their face.
Oh, they would fucking love it. They listen to us. I think they listen to us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I we've never been really hard on them.
No, because Dawn and Cher are too close, and it's a little like, It's codependent. It's a little. It's a little too weird.
They do joke things.
They do joke. They're
what's
the cat,
weird about pole dancing with your daughter?
They're like Kathy and Christina. And at the same time, though, I fucking love that Dawn is like, I'm not going to act like a 60-year-old woman. I'm not going to let age define me.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about I she looks so good for 61.
She looks great. I also love that she's so like, now she's probably a little too much, but we're going to talk about this. But I love that she's very sex positive.
She is, but she's still a little bit coquettish when she's talking about sex. Do you notice that? Yeah. But I'm loving it. And this is the first thing we've seen with Dawn where we see jealousy because of another grandmother.
Oh, I didn't even think of this. This was a twist.
And y'all, I've never seen Dawn's face kind of harden when Jared's mother is mentioned. We are meeting her soon, and we've seen in the trailer that Jared's mother pushes her in the pool.
Is that what happens?
Yes, or she falls in the pool and it looks like Jared's mother pushes her.
So y'all, Dawn and Cher, if you haven't kept up, we're not going to go.
Dawn and Cher.
We're not going to go back.
They've been on every season.
They've been on every season. Yes, she was in Sweet 16 on MTV years ago. Cher was. The best thing about Donna Cher is to know is that she had a daughter, and the daughter looks just like the father.
Belle looks just like Jared.
She's gorgeous, but blonde hair, blue eyes. You know that they're going to have that daughter dye her hair dark brown
as soon
and
as
put
they
in brown
can.
Contacts, like when she's 8.
Well, the thing is, because they wanted to be triplets, they couldn't because they didn't want to dye a 1.5-year-old's hair.
You know, Dawn is just like, she is looking for children's hair dye.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Do I think they're a little exhausting? Yeah, but it's all in fun. Could there be some more boundaries? Sure.
Does Cher need friends her own age?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
So y'all, the thing you need to know about this, and the big conflict has been that Cher and Jared were in New York when he was doing his residency, and Dawn and her husband were in Tampa. And so Dawn would fly up there all the time. Cher, you need to move to Florida.
Oh, Mom, Jared's having his doctor thing. You know that pesky degree.
It turns out now they're in Miami, which is 4 hours away from Tampa. Yeah. And Cher's like, I should work on my Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bonito. Mom, what's your favorite color? Let's say it. Pink, purple.
I'm like, that's two colors. Although I know what pink, purple is, but isn't that just fuchsia?
It was a little weird when they went pink, purple.
Isn't pink, purple fuchsia?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
It's weird. It's strange. And I liked it when Dawn at one point kind of goes, they're like, yeah, I'm really excited for Belle to be with Jared's parents because you're with them all the time. And Dawn's like, she could come up there anytime.
Her voice does drop. It does drop. And she does say,
she
like,
could come up there anytime.
It's like Miss Piggy when she's angry.
Yeah, she does.
Kermit.
She does do this thing where she says, it just takes a little bit of effort.
I'm living for that. I'm living. Because we have seen Dawn being mostly unflappable unless Jared says, Dawn, I need to talk to Cher for a minute. And she goes, okay.
Okay.
Most of the time, Dawn is just so utterly positive about things.
You know, something that you want to, you know, even Kathy and Christina, you can argue, most couples on this, the mother's kind of, especially Sun-hee and the motherfucker, but most couples they act like they don't really love their daughter's significant other.
Right. No, I think Dawn loves Jared.
Dawn, it clears, not only loves Jared, but it's a priority to her for her to make sure that Cher and Jared have a good relationship. So when Jared is like, hey, I need to talk to my wife, she just kind of goes, she's like, okay, I'm
that doesn't keep Dawn from trying to do things with her daughter all the time. But unlike someone like Lisa from Laura Lee and Lauren, God, it's a real shame that we have to deal with all those L's.
Lisa
is actively trying to get Laura Lee out of the way.
Yes. Yeah. And y'all, you ain't going to work it in a lesbian wearing camouflage. She going to fight back.
Oh, God. She was wearing the lesbian uniform. I love she that was. Blue plaid.
Yeah.
I love Laura Lee. She comes in with those hunting clothes on.
I do a little bit, but I know that you know people like Laura Lee back home.
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
That's my lesbian cousin.
Yeah.
And all of her friends. No, that's Laura Lee.
Yeah, that's Laura Lee.
I know exactly who that is. And you know, weirdly, all the men are kind of okay with it. The women have problems with them. Men completely accept Laura Lee.
They're fine with that. People, yeah, exactly.
It's really interesting.
I will say that. So Dawn and Cher are though in Miami, and I'm sorry, Cher and Jared are in. I have to say Jared.
Jared.
They're in Miami, but Dawn wants them to be in Tampa. So,
and y'all, she's got a plan.
They're probably going to end up moving to Tampa because Miami's fucking expensive. Even if you're a doctor, it's a lot of money.
I think they have to be there right now.
He's doing a residency. Or no, he did the residency in New York, right?
His other job is in, yeah.
What kind of doctor is he? I want to know.
I don't know.
I feel like he'd be a derm.
That sounds right.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like that. I can see that.
Also, y'all, if you haven't followed Dawn's son on Instagram.
Grant. Remember, he was on The Bachelorette. You act like they don't know who he is. Oh, Grant.
I forgot he was on The Bachelorette.
I know. I have to remind you every single time you talk about it.
You do. I forget. He is so hot.
He is. But he's not like beefcake Bachelorette normal. He has some really funny stuff that he does, too.
He's a funny guy, yeah. He's like one of those funny straight guys that I bet, like, if he had like three old fashions and a six-pack beer, he might let me lick his balls.
Why do when I talk about banging straight guys, yours always seem more predatory?
That's not true.
I don't know why they do.
That's not true.
Yeah, it always seems more coercive.
No, I buy them drinks.
Creeps me out. I think it's because I've seen you act. I think I've seen you act around Go-Go Boys, and it's really kind of disgusting.
No, they are there because they want to provide a service for you to spend money.
But I think there's still a consent issue involved. that's just me.
They're consenting. They're getting paid a $10.99 from Mario, the promoter. That's consent.
So that's their consent. Okay.
I'm sorry. You're working at Big Fat Dick now. I'm so sad Fubar is closed.
I know. It's gone.
Oh, there's no good places for dick dancers anymore in Los Angeles.
Gone to shit. The gay bars have gone to shit.
Shit. I'm not going to go give somebody at the Abbey, someplace called the Chapel, a dollar. They don't even look at somebody with 20%, all right, 30%, okay, 40% body fat.
You'd have to give them at least a 20 before they'd smile at you.
It's
50 for a hand job.
No, I know from experience, at least 100 just for them to make eye contact for 3 seconds.
And they don't even let you touch their dicks.
No.
So what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not. It's not for me. Go-Go Boys aren't for me. I'm fine if people are, but it's not for me.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
So
where are we?
Talking about we're pole dancing. We're doing mother daughter pole dancing.
Actually, that was a segue.
Yeah,
well done, and, y'all.
And as Cher, as Dawn says, nothing's off limits here, y'all. Last season, if you don't watch, Dawn drank a little bit of Cher's breast milk. That was they did breast milk facials, and at one point she.
She didn't drink it from her tit. This isn't some Paula and Francia.
Let me clarify.
Sadly, now you have to clarify because of Paula and Francia.
Yeah.
Because
they were doing breast milk facials and Cher tried a little bit of it.
Drank it out of the bottle. That didn't gross me out. That you were like, but I'm like, it's her daughter.
I guess, but it's her adult daughter.
I would have tried it. I would have been like, sure. I don't want to try a stranger's breast milk. I mean, how many men do you not know have you gobbled up their semen?
You know, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I've taken so many loads in my mouth, and I barely know their last names. Thank you for having me check my privilege. I mean, at least they're related.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah. I'm just taking strangers' DNA. Just gobbling it down like a smoothie.
Wow. Jamba Juice.
First mother-daughter telenovela incest, and now this.
And
sorry.
Now this. So, yes, they're pole dancing. Geraldine is a teacher. And
my cousin. I have a cousin named Geraldine.
I know friends with
actually, we call her Geraldine.
And so Dawn is like, Cher was more coordinated because she's a dancer.
Cher can move and dance, y'all.
Cher's a fucking dancer.
She's
yeah,
got the moves.
But this is what I like. I like that they're talking about different guys and they like, and Cher says like a guy that her mom's like, and her mom's like, no, more like Liam Neeson. I love it when he's looking for somebody.
Talk about taken. He taken my breath away. That was my first Liam Neeson joke, but not my last.
Not your last.
So anyway, they
even Geraldine, the teacher's like, yeah, I don't really talk much about sex with my mom, but sure.
But you gotta keep spicing your marriage. Remember, always be dateable.
Think about being sexy and getting me in the mood.
She really is. I think I've mentioned this before. she feels like, it feels like a Lucy and Ethel, Lucy and Ethel sketch, where she's like, you gotta really sex him up, then you wanna ask him for what you want. It's like, yes, you can, Lucy, Cher, if you want to get a job at the club from Jared, yes. If you put the moves on him.
Yes, you, Cher, call Branwyn from Lalu.
You can sing at the club. You can do a number at the club, Lucy, if you blow Jared.
If you, that's the Lucy reboot. She just has to do, she has to actually do what real women have to do, did in the 80s to get ahead in the world. Bless them.
That's all I got about them.
Yeah, that's what I think so too.
Little bit of Soon-hee and Angelica.
I will say it was nice watching Cher's recording her mom, and Dawn's just fucking, she can't dance as well, but she's fucking twerking and making a video. And it's just, again, like I watched this and I thought, I would be horribly embarrassed, but my mom would never do this. And I kind of appreciate,
nor would mine.
I can appreciate that she good has that freedom to do that. Yeah. I think that's,
no, I
like,
agree. That's laudable.
That's laudable. Okay. Angelica and Soon-hee. Let's talk.
Just a little bit. There's this, y'all, all of this has been tread. I don't think we learned anything new from
last
week.
Thank you for
saying
that. I'm telling you, something new has to happen in this mother-daughter couple because it's getting stale.
It's stale. This is the same.
We get it. Beginning you hate the motherfucker, as you call him. Remember, y'all, that's what she calls, Jared to his face.
I call him the motherfucker. No, Jason.
Or Jason, yeah, sorry. So I call him the motherfucker.
Soon-hee basically says, because Jürgen, Jason's father, is over. He's, by the way, Jason is still holding his dog clutch of Chai-Chi or Chi-Chai or whatever the dog name. And every time he holds the dog looks like he's sleeping.
Yes.
And all I can think of is as soon as he puts the dog down, the dog's like, ah! And as soon as you pick the dog up again, just goes to sleep. And the next thing is Soon-hee's like, well, if you want me to leave, we can get our own place. Talking like Angelica, her and her.
And I want to know what happened to the guy she was dating. So, like,
Brett.
So there's that. Yes. That's just been the whole point all along is, I don't know. I'm just kind of bored with it, if I'm being honest.
I agree. It's just one same beat, same rote script.
It's our culture, Jürgen. And I went, this is not your culture, honey.
No. Your culture isn't strappy bras and wigs.
And robot hair.
No.
and their culture isn't completely over. Because what's not talked about, Jason is right. Jason says, ideally, it would be better for us to be on our own. He said, she's impeding on raising our child. And he said, Angelica, I think, has feelings about this, but she's too scared to say anything because of the backlash.
I think he's right.
I think so, too. It's like soon he says, like, sometimes I forget that I'm not the mother. That's not good.
Yeah. No, it's not. And soon he finally says, I do everything here. And anyways, Soon-hee's a monster, y'all. If you have never watched before, it is a long storied past of Soon-hee being a Bond villain and petting a white cat. And what's interesting is Jason is coming for her and literally dragging Soon-hee. At one point, he's looking at her in the interview and says, your hooks run deep, and says, don't you think she's going to have problems later on? And Soon-hee just kind of sits there. And he finally has a little spine. And so the last thing Soon-hee says, you knew we were a complete package. I doubt that.
I doubt that. I don't think anybody would know it was to this detail, to this deep.
So yeah, Soon-hee's butthurt because she thought Jürgen was gonna be on her side, and now she's gonna inflict her will against him too. That's all I've got. We on the Bayou Cher. We down in New Orleans. Get your Zydeco ready. Woohoo! We in Robel, Louisiana.
Y'all, we've got Lisa and Lauren.
Yeah, and
they're in Robert. Oh, Robert.
It would be Robert.
Robert, Louisiana.
Robert, Louisiana.
Yeah. Robert.
Also, I cackled when Laura Lee said to Lauren, because they're going to their sonogram, and she said, "Ready to ride, Clyde?" My father said that to me growing up.
Really?
Yeah. We had, you know, both my parents talk in expressions and just talk in idioms. That's what the whole thing is. That's just about it. Fine as frog hair, blah, blah, blah. Everything is something as. That's why there's a character on Big Brother, or a cast member on Big Brother called Jasmine, who's the most annoying person in the world. And she says, "You're looking prettier than a blah, 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 Julie." And I'm like, I'm going to try to kill you with my brain right now.
Is she the one that has like super dark black hair and it looks like a wig, and then her bronzer is terrible?
Yes, and her fucking eyebrows are so awful.
Yeah, a friend was staying with me and she watches Big Brother.
I've hated a lot of cast members. Jasmine's way up there, but she's going home soon. So anyway, there's been a huge twist in Big Brother that was recently happened. And those of you who are in our Sissy Squad group, we love Big Brother. I was commenting on it last night.
You wouldn't have done well, though, because I saw that guy with the arms.
Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't in this season. This season would not have worked for me. Number one, the way they were casting, this season, there were only two people who were older than 40. So it was a very young cast.
They didn't have anybody over 50?
I think Terrence might have been a little over 50, maybe not. But
wow, you would have been the oldest one.
Fuck you. But he's a man of color, the oldest person in the house.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. So I was kind of like, yeah, I don't see this work. I don't think this casting. And the gay guy they have. And the gay, I know.
I didn't know people lie on Big Brother. That's not very ethical.
That's the whole game.
What?
You would be terrible at that game.
You can't lie to people like that on TV.
Your gameplay would be legendarily awful.
Well, you have to tell the truth.
You would get really upset when someone you liked was voted off.
That's not fair. If I like them.
It's a game. It's for money.
This is not good.
And I'm telling you, but this...
This is why we have video games where people are robbing cars.
They've also fucked with the game so much, which I kind of like. It's the best season in years. But the problem is the cast. And as I've said before, there's a lot of dummies in the house. And none of them have – it's not that they're bad people. There's just a lot of dumb people who don't have really good gameplay. And
the
they're
gay
not
guy seemed
adaptable.
Dumb.
You know, he's kind of the best of all of them. My biggest problem with him is he's so worried about getting blood on his hands from taking big moves. He's so worried about the jury poll. And if you look at Big Brother, people have overcome that in a big way. And he's playing a really timid game, and it's a shame because he's so good at competitions and winning things. And what he doesn't realize is he thinks he's immune. They're going to vote him out real soon. He should have taken big moves earlier on, because they always do this to the gay guys at the end. There's only been like two gay winners, I think. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about Big Brother. Fine.
What do you think I should eat for dinner? That's what I've been thinking about for the last minute or two.
People have asked me to do a Big Brother corner, but I'm not going to.
You only get one corner.
I know. There's only one corner allowed.
One quarter per season. Okay, so... So we've got Lisa and Lauren. So Lisa's a mother. Lauren's a daughter. Her wife is Laura Lee. The whole big thing last year is we saw the at-home insemination. They're trying to get pregnant. Again, y'all, we're not going to recap all this. You've already saw it. So you need to know is they tried to get pregnant for like 3 years. And ironically, the at-home, isn't this just kicker? The at-home insemination with
Laura
Mama
Lee
didn't
did.
Work, but the one Laura Lee did. And y'all know why that worked. I'll tell you why. Because she got her off. Because when a woman has an orgasm, it draws up sperm into her hoo-hoo.
Probably true.
No, it is. That is true. When a woman has an orgasm, it's like a tsunami. It just pulls
You're
it all back.
You're saying that in such technical terms. It draws up sperm into her hoo-hoo.
Yes.
Just like a gynecologist.
Just like a gynecologist. But no. So anyway, from that, but don't you love that it was, don't you bet Laura Lee was like, yeah, mom, I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. I had to get my woman pregnant. Because that's kind of how Laura Lee acts.
No, she does. Yeah. Laura Lee's a little saltier than we've ever seen her.
Oh, I'm liking
I'm it. Here for it.
They're going to name her Reagan Levin.
Levi.
Oh, Levi. What did I write?
Levin.
I thought that was a weird name. It put in an N.
Levin?
I got it wrong.
After their accounting firm of Schwartz and Levin. That they have. They've always been very close to their accountants.
Very close.
Oh. Or their favorite TMZ host, Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin.
Who's a terrible person by all accounts. Who's supposedly gay. I've always heard that.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't fucked him, but I've just heard it.
So ever since, now that Lauren is pregnant, she said, you know, now that I'm pregnant and we're having a girl, I feel a deeper connection with my mother. And Laura Lee says, like you need anything else to make you closer.
My favorite is Laura Lee is almost, we're almost to the point of doing direct camera addresses.
I was like, this feels like lesbian. This is lesbian all in the family.
I love it. And that's what
I love it.
I also needed to point out, I think I brought this up before. But Kenny, I like him. That's Lauren's father and Lisa's husband. Kenny, do you remember that show Crank Yankers with the puppets? Have I brought this up on MTV? He looks like a Crank Yankers puppet. It's his big old tongue and his mouth.
Let me see here. Oh, he does. He does look like a Crank Yankers puppet.
He kind of looks like a cartoony puppet version of a person.
Yeah, he does.
I'm trying not to be mean here, but that's the first thing I think of is Crank Yankers.
I really like him though, and he and Laura Lee get along really well. And he realizes that Lisa is crazy. They do go hunting together.
And fishing.
So Lisa says, so we have this scene. So the way they split the doctor's appointments is, Lisa, we laugh at this couple, and they're kind of borderline of what you talked about, Poodle, of
cringe.
You said there's three different, there's cringe, three types. Trauma.
There's, right, or, there's, well, I said there's,
what'd you say, cringe?
There's awe, love, which is, in this thing, there's cringe, trauma, and let's laugh.
They're kind of in between
in the middle.
Cringe and let's laugh, because Lauren and Laura Lee are really funny together. Lisa would kill Laura Lee in the night and dump her body somewhere if she could.
Lisa's a really bad mom, you guys.
She's a bad, yeah.
Yeah.
She did have a glow up. She looks good this season, I will say.
Okay, can I ask you, did you see her later on? What is this hairstyle of dark on top from Lauren, and then lighter brown hair?
That's a d'ombre thing, yeah. I mean, but the roots are in, though, now.
But black, but really black roots?
I mean, unless it's because when you're pregnant, you can't color your hair anymore.
Okay, that may... But the mom, did you know the mother had it later in a confessional?
Lisa did it because she didn't want her daughter to do it alone. It also might be, there is a thing with hair color now where women just, they want like dark, severe roots. It's a thing. I don't like it, but it's a thing.
It looks terrible.
I was looking more at her makeup. Her makeup got a little better.
Yeah.
But yeah, the hair was not good.
Yeah,
I don't like that look. I don't like roots and then color, but it's a thing.
Because I've seen lighter roots on dark hair.
It's like Halsey or whatever her name is.
Billie Eilish?
Whatever her name is.
Boy, you just confused Billie Eilish. What, you don't know anything past 1998.
Well, now Halsey has, I mean, Billie Eilish has blonde hair.
That's true. But I'm saying what you're talking about is a very specific, that is a younger trend. So you're saying for people in their 30s, that's still a mainstream trend.
Well, yeah, Lisa probably likes Billie Idol.
Billie Eilish.
Eilish. Isn't Billy Idol dead?
No, and you will not kill him. He's fine.
Fuck, y'all. I'm sorry.
Don't just murder so easily. So they're in they're looking at their did I call it a sonogram? That's right, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And Laura Lee's crying when they see the baby smile.
Well, I was going to say they have to split up the appointments. That yeah. Laura Lee goes to the sonogram and that Lisa goes to the doctor's appointment, which I think is bullshit.
They're all in this sonogram where they found a place that their whole family could go.
You guys, Laura Lee talks to the baby through their stomach and the baby smiles.
It's really sweet.
It was one of the sweetest fucking things I've ever seen.
And I want to get through it. I was too turned off by the massage earlier. Honestly, I'm glad I ate before. But no, it's nice. And one of the big problems was Laura Lee went hunting, because of course she did. And when she was out of town hunting, they put together part of the nursery without her. And
they did.
This feels
all they Lisa's or Lauren says, we just put the name up on the wall.
It doesn't feel super fraudacity, but it just feels a little stretched.
It feels a little stretched because I think it's true. Although, but I'm okay with it because Laura Lee is funny and said, yeah, she it's is. Crooked too.
No, I'm fine with it too. Yeah.
And yeah. So
the next thing is we're talking about the baby shower. Yes,
you should know plot point. Laura Lee's mission is if I don't stop her, she's going to slide in like there's three moms in this deal.
Yeah, and she will. And she's
as
right.
My dad said, Matthew, it ain't happening.
Those three moms ain't happening.
Ain't happening. So they're back at the house sitting on the couch. And yes, let's talk about baby shower gate.
Now, I'm going to say one thing. This is where I had to draw the line when they said there would be no alcohol at this baby shower. And I went, this is South Louisiana. You're lying.
It's 11 a.m.
It doesn't matter. This is Southern Louisiana where everyone drinks at a party. It doesn't matter what time it is.
I knew that Poodle and Laura Lee were, besides being lesbians, had more in common whenever she just looked at them in all serious and says, what games do you play without alcohol?
Exactly. And I'll be honest, you guys, if there was no alcohol, her guests would bring some and they'd be drinking. There's going to be alcohol at this party. I think this is a red herring.
Do you think Jovi Child didn't have alcohol at his baby shower at 11:30 a.m.
There was definitely alcohol there. He came drunk.
Probably. He did get drunk for their wedding shower.
Ain't no party, ain't no gathering between people, even at church, that happens without alcohol in Southern Louisiana.
Catholics,
I'm just going to say that again.
That's true. We used to drink.
No, it's also Southern Louisiana. It is a drinking culture.
Lauren's like, well, I have backup games. And Laura Lee says, no, I got this covered. You need to trust me. And Lisa says,
put a pin in this because this is going to be a plot point next time we see them.
It is. I think it's going to be a funny plot point. And honestly, I kind of think Laura Lee's going to throw the baby shower I always wanted to go to. Y'all, I don't want to put chocolate pudding in a diaper.
I've been to one baby shower in my whole life. It was terrible. I abhor this kind of shit. I think your baby shower should be fun.
Yeah, I threw a couple of them, and they were more in the afternoon, but there was still booze there. But we had fun. We didn't really do any games. We did the one game of where people wear a clothespin until you say the word baby. It lasts for like 10 minutes, and then nobody cares, and somebody gets a fucking bottle of tequila.
And I'm all for like co-ed baby showers and just hosting the whole thing together. It's just it's old school. I understand if you want to do it for the traditional sense of it, but to have
I think you're setting a precedent. I think as a couple, if you want to have just a baby shower with just you and without your husband or your other partner there, I feel like you're telling them from the get-go, I'm the one that's leading this. You're second in charge. I think there's about an intention of let's be equal from the beginning and equally parent our child.
I agree, and that's a great point. I also think it is ridiculously out of touch and a sexist way to talk about. So the woman deals with the child because it's in her belly.
Yeah. Again, gay men, single gay men, or childless gay men talking
about
parenting.
Tell you how to raise your and also how to get married and raise your children.
Yeah, that's us.
Welcome to how gays run the world.
Welcome to how we run the world.
That's all I've got.
No, I've got, y'all, I've thrown like four or five baby showers. So
and
bridal showers. You've been to one. You've been to a couple, actually.
That's true.
You've been to several. I got
bridal
you drunk.
Bridal showers are different, though. Bridal showers are different.
I got you drunk at all of them.
That's true.
You bridal had a good showers time and you different. Irish goodbye.
Yeah, that's when I kind of do.
That's a good night for you. So, but yeah,
y'all invite me. Know that I will Irish goodbye the fuck out of your party.
Yeah, he will. He always will. I'm going to tell y'all this now. One thing that is important. The fact that Laura Lee just took a fucking picture of the invitation and just texted it to her.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
You don't do that.
No, that's not something you should
don't
do.
Don't do that.
Oh, it's definitely something that like my brother would do.
Yes. Like, yes. Yeah,
something your straight male friend would do. I love it. It's like, oh dear, we're having it. It's so hunting themed. And
it's like a camouflage. It's
interesting what lens we're seeing through the gender dynamics play through with the lesbian and a lesbian couple play out. But you're still seeing kind of Southern male and female dynamics play out. You could easily switch out Laura Lee with a man and the same thing would be happening. It's really interesting.
It's interesting too because some people say, "Well, that's not right. You know, you don't need to take on roles." But I think it's important to realize
it works for them.
Some people jump into those masculine, feminine roles, and that's what works. So
I agree.
Just don't text a fucking baby or bridal shower invitation to all of your friends, y'all. At least send a paperless post, please, if you want to say paper.
I agree.
Please. Please. All right, everybody. That's the show. This was a fun episode of Smothered to talk about. This is going to be a good season.
I was glad that we did have that fucking crazy massage. I need to bleach my eyes, but I'll be fine.
Anyway, y'all. Okay, that's the show. Go to our Linktree link in our Instagram or in our TikTok. That's where you can get tickets to the live show. I would like to do a show one day in Louisiana. One day, maybe.
New Orleans would be really great.
We're not
and
big
I think
yet.
And you guys have asked us. The only problem we have is it's a venue issue, and you're gonna yell at me. We actually don't have a huge listenership there. So
we don't.
I would tell you.
We don't.
Tell your friends.
Tell your New Orleans friends.
Yeah, and I because we
have a crawfish bake. And
you don't have a crawfish bake. You have a crawfish boil. God damn it. Now we have to go there just so I can show you all the things to do in South Louisiana.
All right, y'all. We gotta go.
Damn it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle?
or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Go see us, it's on tour, and leave us a review on Apple.
Come now, because you said crawfish bake.
Leave us an Apple Podcast review or a review on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you next time. And until then, y'all, remember, if you love your mother, Poodle, what do?
You need to lick her face.
Lick her face.